President Tony Martin. Well, how are you?
I'm glad to have you, Mr. President.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good.
I've got so many meetings out there.
Royal Hearts.
All the good guys.
All the good guys.
Yes, I did.
That's wonderful, actually.
Let's step over here so we get
Get from the flags. That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Mr. Ray.
Well, so are you. You don't know how happy you made all this out of my ancestry, guys, and this is the real symbol. They just marched the 8th is my wife's birthday.
Is that right?
Sounds.
She's such a woman.
Sometimes love.
My mother's birthday was my ancestry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of course, she signed us.
That's it.
But that's
don't call them the March girls who've got to be the greatest.
Oh, the Pisces.
There they are.
Right.
Well, I just want you to know how grateful we have been for your help through the years.
Well, going way back in front of you, but I mean, year after year, the way in that Hollywood community, you stuck your neck out for me.
You said,
I'm aware of it.
I appreciate it.
I know.
And I'm grateful, and I always remember who were there first.
And I take that about a big three of those when you had that big
fight. Thanks. Anywhere here, you're out of
the country. I was in Australia with 6 years ago, no more than that.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And so, but the beautiful thing was when we got home was that we received the cup. I got the cuffling.
Oh, yeah.
Which is beautiful. Very thoughtful.
But tell me, how's the blue room?
Washington is, you know, Washington's a strange place. They say 18 million people visit Washington a year, but they only come in to visit the places
they don't stay. They don't come much for the
activities. And the local people, the embassies have their own activities.
It's a place where they go to homes and us.
That's true. I saw George yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to lunch at the Republican.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bush.
Yeah.
George Murphy.
George Murphy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I said Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a great fellow.
Yes.
And then he had me
head. And I said, what'd you do to your head, George? He had all that black on. He said, well, I guess I must have given the priest more money than usual. This was Ash Wednesday.
I said,
he put the ass.
Oh, yeah. They marked these people up.
Yeah. I said, poor George, what happened? Did you fall down? And let me see. But he was in a good mood. And,
he's always up.
He's a great
guy.
And you and Ronnie were so nice to him.
Oh, well, it's a shame he lost, but what the heck.
Those are the signs of the time.
Yeah, good life. And he's still out there with that big Irish smile.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you one other thing. That as long, and even long after you, and some another Republican, that I've always been the one side of the fence. I don't switch. And also, that everybody is so proud of what happened over the President's War.
Aren't they great?
It's real. People started to wear American flags again.
Damn right.
That's right. I should have mine, but I got my bronze star. So
yeah.
I finally come up with my bronze star. I'm so proud of
you. You bet your wife.
People know
it. Over people come out.
They're getting conscious
throughout this country.
And I think
after they've been in prison all that time, that shows we really don't have to take it for granted.
So I hope last night
was the tragedy. The courage of the damn walls. You know, the fact that these guys come back.
They thought they were all going to come back
poisoning people.
And then they're trying to overthink.
And now they're trying to say that they made it all up.
They don't believe it.
You know, one of our guys is saying, communists couldn't brainwash him in 70 years. Their escort officers couldn't brainwash him in 3 hours.
That's right. There are not many problems. I've heard a radio thing where they all got together on the plane singing the Lord's Prayer with the list. Right. And said that it's just a realization of something that didn't think could ever happen. And the other thing is that the whole town was so enlightened, the whole show business about this thing, that if there was a big show to be put on, Charlton Heston would come and do a thing. But not only for the prisoners of war,
but for all of
them. There are veterans in hospitals today.
Right.
And we all agree. Because remember, the age of these good people, the most loved were in their 50s. They're not rock and rollers, they're from our generation.
Right.
Not right. So you can start with the 22-year-old sergeants and first lieutenants and goes on up to the colonels who are 57 or anymore. But those men should not be forgotten, and I think that shows should be put together and be done to go to all the veterans' hospitals all over the country, called Lest We Forget. Something like that. You like that?
I'd like it very much.
Well, I'm all for it.
Great. And remember also the 2.5 million that served in our Indian hospital.
That's right. But that
we never did honor our veterans of this war. At that time we did.
Yes.
That we did.
The prisoners of war, that became a psychological, wonderful, beautiful thing, because the wives and all the pressures. But we have forgotten those poor guys.
Right.
The others. And there may be a little feeling that.
The others may feel that they're left out, I know.
And I don't want them to feel that way, do you?
No.
I thought about it, and
we've got to
say, I would say that a group to go and make it a thing, lest we forget, to make it a Hygera all the time, to go to be something and entertain quite all of the veterans' hospitals,
right.
Great big shows around there. Not only the prisoners, but for them.
Right.
So that they won't feel that, because they are prisoners of war.
That's right.
Yeah, I have a busy schedule, and I just was proud to be here.
Well,
see you here. I've seen you on the road, but
we
came
out. Well, I know. We'll see you again. I'm going to California for a fair involving. I got to go out and see two out there, but on the 31st, they're giving a party in for you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Listen, Memento, you've given us happiness and you've given us your word and you've done great, great job, and even those who weren't turned your way, you know the game.
All right, I'll just stay here.
Yes, and I will run the country well.
Thank you. I do hereby swear.
Start off slow. Start us in a little.